The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio App, Bashani advertisers, sponsors, or affiliates. This show has mature content. Parental guidance is advised.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom, now we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said, exclusively on Bashani Radio App. All right now. You are listening to What Tanisha Said, exclusively on Bashani Radio App. All right, now. You are listening to What Tanisha Said, exclusively on the Bashani Radio App. So, it's September. Yay, it was August, and now we are flat out in September. It is the ninth month of the year. Do you know where your heart is? Do you know where your man is? Is he at home? Is he out sowing good or ratchet karma? Is he with his wife? It's the ninth month of the year, and we are about to go into these winter relationships, the winter part of the relationships. Usually, think about the words that associate with winter. Like, I don't know, maybe dark, because I think it gets dark sooner, cold. Maybe family dynamics, transition, food, flights. It just makes you think about what's some things that's going to happen. I think about the holidays and possibly money issues. Of course, we've had COVID, so COVID has really changed the dynamics of what the winter is going to do. But usually, it's the winter months. So it's like, okay, we're going to be stuck in the house. We're going to have to deal with each other a little bit more or see each other a little bit more. Or, you know, for a side chick, the winter months could mean, you know, you're not going to see him as much because he's going to be with his family and resources going to be stretched thin because it's holidays and, you know, he may have kids and shit like that. I don't know. I got to thinking about that. I said, ooh, we getting ready to come into the winter months and COVID. I do think it's a little bit better, but, you know, just think about all of these things that's about to occur. It makes you wonder if you are in a relationship. Is it strong enough to endure winter? Now, why did I say, okay, this little segment is called September? Because we're out of this August phase. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking about not just the month of August, but the August phase. The August phase, of course, everybody knows we're talking about August Alsina that did the whole, you know, the August portion of the entanglement, you know, that third party, that person that tells, you know, it's like, well, we're out of August. We're going into September. But I want to go back to that because, you know, it's just a good word to use. Entanglement. So people ask me, what did I think about that? And who, you know, who did I feel the most sorry for, or who, or which role, I should say, they asked, which role would you say you identified with? Of course, I think August got the shorter end of the stick. And my thoughts for that was not just because he went running his mouth and told. I think he was really carrying something heavy because they had a lifestyle and they were cool with it. And they never had any intent in leaving. I think it's one thing when you have an entanglement and you have a misconception of what that person is doing. So I don't know if you've ever been in an entanglement, but sometimes, you know, that guy is really leading on a really good lie. You know, I'm leaving her. We don't sleep together no more. You know, she don't do this and she don't do that. And it really leads you to think, oh, dang, why are you there? But he still ain't leaving. But he'll tell you all the reasons on why he wants to be with you and all the reasons why you should continue to, you know, to see him and be with him. So that, I think that's when it's, you know, these bad little rules or misunderstandings on what's really going on in the relationship. When they talked about it, they were like, oh, I was done with you. I was leaving you. But I was leaving you for the course of 4 years. What the hell? It don't take 4 years to leave. It don't take five. So I felt like he got the short end of the stick there. And he was like, wait a minute. Because I seen the pictures of the boy in his underwear. Saw that. Yeah. I was impressed. And I thought, I could have played with that for 4 years. You know, I just hated how they... And he might have been a little mentally ill and sick and all this other stuff and had like, but they just downed him to make themselves look good in the midst of what they was doing. And then, you know, they got their feelings hurt because she was like, I liked it. I enjoyed it. It felt good. I thought, tell the truth. Tell the truth and speak on the real emotion that happened. But at the end of the day, they good. They're not leaving. They made a commitment to misery. They made a commitment to whatever the hell it is that's going to make them stay together. They have made a commitment to what is called toxic loyalty. You know, and I don't know. August might have said, hey, if they leave, we're going to get this money. Cause she entitled to have, and we're gonna be good. I'm down with this. I'm so down with this beautiful older person. You know, I just felt like he really got the short end of the stick. But of course, from most men's point of view, when you hear him, they always talk about, oh, he don't know how to shut his damn mouth. You know, that whole snitches get stitches type thing. I don't know. I just took a different course with the thought on that. So that was the whole, okay, August is over. Now we're in September. And so September just poses a different thought pattern. I said this is the ninth month of the year because for the woman that is in the entanglement and he's been saying, I'm going to leave, I'm going to do this, I'm on file. You look at each month and you like, okay, I'll give him another month. You know, probably some dynamics as to why he couldn't get it done. I'll give him some more time. Chick, this is the ninth month of the year. What the hell has he been doing besides lying to you? I don't know. It's just some food for thought. I don't care what nobody does or how they do it. I still feel that there's fault in all parties, but majority of the fault lies within those two people who have vows to each other. I don't think, in my personal opinion, that side person is carrying majority of the problem in the weight because they didn't say I do. They just doing it. They just got a Nike clause in there. That's it. And they're not doing it all the time. And usually they're getting the positive good side of somebody. They, you know, that's what they want to show. Or they're doing something that the mate, the main person isn't doing or doesn't care to do. Now, you can flip that coin and say, okay, she not screwing him anymore or not like he wants or as often as he wants or whatever the case be. But he's still allowing it. He's still, this could be the other way around, okay? This could be a woman that has got her aside dude. It could be either way. But at the end of the day, you know, they may not, that mate that's getting cheated on may not be performing, you know, to par, but they still employed. So I just feel like, you know, you're still getting the check and you don't do nothing. That's kind of like how most people are on their jobs today. So, I don't know. They stay, you know, gainfully employed and things of that nature. People don't. Oh, and I've had somebody say something to me about marriage is not like a business. Okay, you're entitled to your opinion. And then he also told me I cuss too much. And I said, did you hear the last part of that shit where I said, don't listen to it, just turn the shit off? And then he LOL'd. And get your ass out my inbox telling me what to say, you know, or how to say it. And that's another thing. I'm getting people telling me how to speak, how to pray, how to wake up, how to go to sleep, how many times to meditate, how many times to do this, how many times to do that. And all the while, I'm actually taking assessments of everybody telling me what I need to do. You need to do this and you need to do that. I appreciate everybody's opinion. I appreciate every inch and piece of help. But sometimes it's sensory overload and I turn everything off. This is my method. It's just how I handle shit. And it's even with family because it literally is coming from every possible angle you can think of. Everybody telling me this, this, and that. And I mean, I asked for your opinion. I asked for your thought and your input and all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, sometimes it's overload and I have to figure out what works for me. And I can't be pushed. I'm very, very stubborn. Good luck pushing me. You're going to have to push from a perspective that's going to make me like it or that's going to actually help me. Because you can push me off a cliff and walk away and I'm hanging on the side. If I'm not ready to fly, I'm not ready to fly. I think I'm just one of those people who do assessments of everything that I'm doing. And yeah, that hasn't been working for me the most, but I think it's going to work in this particular case. I just can't. It's just so much is coming at me. Like, what you should do in terms of people in your life, cutting out relationships, cutting out friends, cutting out families. I'm like, shit. They don't fuck with me like that, no way. I mean, I really have been by myself majority of the time anyway. I say what I say because I want to be relatable. I don't think I'm the only person in the world who, or only female, or only black female, or whatever you want to say. I don't think I'm the only one that's ever dealt with this shit of dealing with crazy relationships that probably were just didn't have a lot of substance to them, or relationships where you don't have any vision of how it's going to really turn out in the future. Everybody doesn't do everything perfect. I'm trying to figure out what a perfect person looks like and how everybody can tell you to be one. And they say, oh, I'm qualified to tell you how to be a perfect person because I came from an effed up past. Oh, okay. Who didn't? Who didn't? Who didn't come from bad family dynamics and a screwed up relationship or two? So be patient with yourself. It's not August anymore. It's September. In your relationships, be ready for winter, what winter entails, and COVID. Oof. If that's something that you value, figure it out how to make it work. And that's what Tanisha said.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said exclusively on Bashani Radio App. All right, now. Listening to What Tanisha Said exclusively on Bashani Radio App. All right, now.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.